Friends in Christ and family of Bethlehem, we are in the middle of a pandemic. I'm not talking about the one we just had started last year. It's a different type of pandemic in which Paul is talking about in one of our scripture readings for today. He says, "You are not your own," to the Corinthian Christians. "You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body." The stage is set where it's about 55 AD, not much longer after Jesus and his disciples were going through the tumultuous years of their life. 55 AD, and Paul is actually preaching and teaching to brand new Christians in Corinth, Greece. And we call them the Corinthians, and he sends them a couple letters. The first letter he sends back to these new Christians is to inspire them, to preach to them, to build them up, to learn how to live like the new Christians that they are called to be. But there's a problem. The problem is a pandemic problem for the Christian people. The problem is that they grew up with the same Greek and Roman culture that taught them that their bodies were just a mere shell that they were to use in life and to discard when you die. The only thing that was really important was their soul. They got that. They knew that Jesus died for them to forgive their sins. That they believed that even Jesus rose from the dead, but they didn't quite understand how important their bodies were. That Jesus died for their body, so that one day they would be risen physically just as Jesus. They didn't quite get that. And so they had this pandemic problem that they could do whatever they wanted, just like their ancestors, the Greeks and Romans. Eat what they want, drink what they want, excess, sleep with whoever they want, whatever they wanted to do, it was fair game. So Paul comes in and tries to set these people straight. He says, "All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful or beneficial." The problem is that this pandemic problem for the Corinthians is your problem. All the books in the Bible, I think the Corinthians are a lot like us as Americans. Now, to some extent, we know better, but we in America have rights. We feel entitled to do whatever we want because we're Americans. We're free. And that idea kind of gets into our heart as Christians. We're free in Christ. We're free as Americans, so let's do whatever we want. It's my body, my choice. I get to say what are the rules. Right? More or less, we hear that. So what does Paul say to the Corinthian Christians and to us? He goes through a list of all the things that they're doing wrong, and he finally says this: "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body." Now that changes things. Maybe somebody, if you look back on your Christmas presents or maybe something that you got that's really valuable, you look at the price tag and it automatically becomes really, really worth it because it's worth something. It's expensive. Somebody bought it. If you look that way to yourself, think of how much worth you have. That Jesus himself gave up his life for you, for your body. You can't take back with a receipt. It's one payment, once for all. No holds barred. You have it. So glorify God in your body. But like I said, we are in the middle of a pandemic. And Paul continues. He extends this idea of your body being worth, because in a few chapters later, in this letter to the Corinthian people, he not only talks about their physical bodies, but he talks about us as one body, a collection of Christians, a church. And he says this that one body has many members, and the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. Right? That's kind of silly. We're one body. We all need the things that we're born with, right? There's a reason why we have five fingers and five toes. They're on purpose. There's a reason why we have two eyes in case one goes wrong. There's a reason why we have two ears and one mouth. We have to listen more than we talk. It's by design. But he says this, the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need for you. On the contrary, the parts of the body that seem to be weaker, like your pinky or your pinky toe, the parts that seem to be weaker are indispensable, priceless, of great worth. And that's what he says about you. Even if the world calls you a little pinky finger, you have worth, and your body has worth. That changes the way we treat ourselves. But we are in a pandemic. So I want to take a look at this big number. Anybody want to guess what this number is all about? Take a look. I'll tell you. This was, as of late, the estimate from 2020 and of the month of January, the amount of in Wisconsin up until this month. Figure. These are people no longer here. This is a problem. Take a look at this is the number of babies that were aborted in Wisconsin. This last year, according to our last statistical data. How about this? Big number. Roughly 396,000 people. That is, according to the CDC, the last reported number of deaths due to COVID in the United States. Too many. How about this number? That's the number of deaths not counted as the highest deaths in the country due to legalized abortion. Now, as Christians, we get a bad rap because it becomes a talking point a lot, but for good reason. We value life from the very beginning until the very end, and even after the end. And this is a problem that we're living with every year. Not just in one year, but every year for the last over 30 years. So take this, for example, this idea of mortality. If this idea of abortion in our country was listed as the number one death counted, in the last statistical year, there would be more abortions than deaths due to heart disease and cancer in the United States by a large amount. And that doesn't always get the coverage on the news that it deserves. Or how about this for perspective? Since it was legalized in all 50 states back in the early 1970s, there have been more legal abortions performed each year for every subsequent year in America than all combat deaths in every war that America has been a part of since 1775. And it happens every year. This is a silent pandemic in our country and in our world. And if anybody's going to talk about it, it's got to be us as Christians, because we value life, even when people don't designate it as life quite yet. Now, today, when we think about that, I want you to think about this in this next video. Because we as Christians value life, we know that they're in a bioethical situation. There isn't any reason for life to be ended unless there is at risk for a mother, the giving birth. It doesn't matter if it's of any other circumstance but that. We as Christians need to continue to live life, to celebrate life for that reason. We talk about the beginning of life today with abortion issues, life issues, but it's so much bigger than that. As Christians, I encourage you to talk to your friends, that if you know somebody that has gone through this, has had an abortion, or if you know somebody that maybe is thinking about it, know that there is grace and love that covers of all things. However, as Christians, we also need to value life, not just at the beginning, but all throughout life. As Christians, consider adoption. Consider supporting adoption agencies. Consider foster care agencies and how our church and how you as parts of life so that situations in this pandemic don't continue. We value life as Christians because God values life. He values your life. So meet baby Sabie. You can see it here, pretty small. Baby Sabie was born in 2018 in a San Diego hospital as what they call a micro preemie at 23 weeks old. She weighed only 8.6 ounces. 8.6 ounces. Now, I'll give you a little comparison. That's the size of a children's juice box or maybe a large apple. She was born at 23 weeks, and actually in Wisconsin, after 21 weeks, you can have, before that, a legalized abortion. And at 23 weeks, doctors doubted that Sabie would even live for an hour and told their parents that they'd likely have only a moment. However, Sabie kept fighting, and a pink little card near her crib at the hospital declared her, quote, tiny but mighty. And after 5 months in the hospital, Sabie miraculously went home as a healthy 5-pound baby. And she took a world record, actually, with her. She is the world's tiniest surviving baby. That was 2 years ago, and last month she celebrated her second birthday. In many U.S. states, babies her age would still be legal to discard because it's been deemed that around her age, she wouldn't have been able to feel pain. We as Christians know better. We value life no matter how small. So remember today, even those weakest parts of ourselves, our society, whether they're infants in the womb, whether they be homeless, whether they be orphans, whether they be widows, whether they be in their last week of life, they're no longer invisible, but indispensable. On purpose, here. That's what God is telling us in his word today. But that's what he's telling you today. You don't have to be an infant. You don't have to be a person at risk or vulnerable for you to be declared as indispensable from God. Think of your bodies as that supreme gift, and treat your bodies as such, as something special to God. That's what we remember today when we call the sanctity of life. We celebrate life at all levels, and I encourage you to do that today. Celebrate your life, because you only have one life. And it might seem like we're living in the movies, where we go day by day, but we know very true after this last year that any day could be our last. Every single one of us. So live like you are dying. Just this last summer, my fiance and I enjoyed her new goddaughter being born, but there was a tumultuous beginning for her. Baby Shay, we call her, was born unable to breathe. And today we celebrate her growing leaps and bounds as a very special gift that God has made for her and filled our lives with. And I encourage you to look at your lives in the same way. That it's a gift. St. Paul says, you are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. Please pray with me. Almighty Lord, God, thank you for giving us this life that we have to live. Help us to treasure it rightly and all we say and do and how we treat one another. In your Son, Jesus, we pray.